Welcome to the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, October 16th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of artificial intelligence and frontier technologies news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Beeline Holdings, BLNE, expands warehouse lending capacity to $25 million to support rapid growth. Beeline Holdings, a fast-growing digital mortgage platform, has expanded its warehouse lending capacity from $5 million to $25 million. This move is aimed at accelerating revenue growth and loan origination volume. The company's existing $5 million line with First Funding has increased to $15 million, with new $5 million facilities added from Customers Bank and North Point Bank. With warehouse lines turning about three times per month, Beeline can now originate up to $75 million in monthly loans to meet rising demand ahead of anticipated interest rate cuts.
D-Wave Quantum, QBTS, named winner in Fast Company's 2025 Next Big Things in Tech Awards. D-Wave Quantum Inc., a leader in quantum computing systems, software, and services, has been named a winner in Fast Company's 2025 Next Big Things in Tech Awards. Recognized for its 4,400-plus qubit Advantage 2 quantum computer, D-Wave's system is designed to efficiently solve complex problems beyond classical computing. CEO Dr. Alan Baratz expressed gratitude for the recognition, highlighting the groundbreaking performance of their technology. Launched in May 2025, the Advantage 2 system is already being used by customers for optimization, material simulation, and AI applications. D-Wave's mission is to help customers realize the value of quantum computing today, with over 200 million problems submitted to their quantum systems to date.
Top FinOps and cloud governance solutions to watch in 2025. In 2025, the FinOps and cloud cost governance space is expanding well beyond raw dashboards and spreadsheets. Eight standout solutions to consider include Point5, a cloud efficiency posture management platform focusing on continuous efficiency optimization. Spot by NetApp operates at the intersection of cost optimization and infrastructure automation, offering AI/ML cost ops. Emma provides a multi-cloud governance platform aligning cloud operations, cost optimization, and accountability. Finout offers unified cost observability and planning, while Vantage provides developer-centric FinOps with AI support. AnglePoint offers consulting services blending FinOps and ITAM, and Ternary unifies cost visibility, allocation, and forecasting across multiple cloud platforms.
Cellebrite expands market reach with innovations in agentic AI, cloud, and device virtualization for the company's autumn 2025 release. Cellebrite, a global leader in digital investigative solutions, announced its autumn 2025 release with new integrations and capabilities. The release includes Corellium technology through a reseller agreement, offering ARM-based mobile virtualization for digital intelligence solutions. Innovations in the release include the Guardian Suite with SaaS offerings for digital forensics and analytics, as well as new capabilities for Android and iOS devices. Cellebrite also launched Guardian for enterprises and service providers, along with a new AWS GovCloud deployment option for Pathfinder. The addition of Corellium Solutions provides mobile vulnerability research and application security testing. Cellebrite's technology is used in over 1.5 million investigations globally each year, supporting various investigations while ensuring compliance with regulatory requirements. Ryan McJown-Conran joins Benchmark Strategies as Senior Director of Public Affairs. Benchmark Strategies, Boston's leading public affairs and strategic communications firm, has announced that Ryan McJown-Conran has joined as Senior Director of Public Affairs. With nearly a decade of public policy experience, Ryan will lead public sector consulting engagements to drive new revenue and implement impactful government affairs strategies. He brings expertise from roles in public health and healthcare policy for the Baker and Healey administrations, as well as experience at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. Ryan's background includes legislative outreach, COVID-19 response efforts, and coalition building. His addition strengthens Benchmark's capabilities and will benefit clients across industries such as information technology, artificial intelligence, and life sciences.
EU speeds up AI plans, injects $578 million in 6 more AI factories. The European Commission has announced the creation of 6 new AI factories across Europe, bringing the total to 19 centers in 16 EU countries. This move underscores Europe's commitment to digital innovation and controlling its AI development. These factories aim to make Europe a global leader in trustworthy and ethical AI. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., QBTS, could benefit from these cutting-edge technologies. For more information on D-Wave Quantum Inc., NYS, QBTS, visit the company's newsroom. A-Newswire is a platform focused on AI advancements, providing access to a wide network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. DataVault AI, DVLT, signs LOI to acquire NYIAX, expanding blockchain and exchange capabilities. DataVault AI, a pioneer in AI-driven data valuation and monetization, has signed a letter of intent to acquire NYIAX Inc. The proposed acquisition would integrate NYIAX's blockchain-powered exchange, patent portfolio, marketing-as-a-service agency, and advertising unit into DataVault AI's ecosystem. This move builds on an existing partnership and will enhance DataVault AI's IDE platform by adding transparent, automated trading capabilities. CEO Nathaniel Bradley plans to launch several exchanges, including the International Elements Exchange and American Political Exchange. NYIAX CEO Terry Gallo called the merger a new era that combines financial market precision with privacy-first technologies. This acquisition positions DataVault AI to redefine data monetization across industries.
Billion-dollar breaks. D-Wave Quantum Inc. NYSEQBTS named winner in Fast Company's 2025 Next Big Things in Tech Awards. D-Wave Quantum Inc. has been named a winner in Fast Company's 2025 Next Big Things in Tech Awards for its 4,000-plus qubit Advantage 2 quantum computer. Dr. Alan Baratz, CEO of D-Wave, expressed gratitude for the recognition, highlighting the system's ability to efficiently solve complex problems. Launched in May 2025, the Advantage 2 system is currently being used by customers for optimization, material simulation, and artificial intelligence. D-Wave is a leader in quantum computing systems, offering both annealing and gate model quantum computers to help customers realize the value of quantum technology today. Learn more at dwavequantum.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.